In today's Gospel, St. Luke writes, Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Why is it that when we want to get to know someone, we invite them to our home for dinner? Or when we celebrate a special occasion or hold an important event, it usually includes a meal. Perhaps because it is a time of closeness and openness with one another. It is essential to life, and therefore we share that which gives us life with one another. The Mass is a sacrifice. It is also a meal. The disciples gathered around the table with Jesus at the first Eucharist more than 2,000 years ago. That is why, too, we understand the Mass to be a communal celebration. It is not a private experience, but rather a time for all of us to be in union with God and with one another. We come here to be together, to pray together, and to celebrate together the central mystery of our faith. Today's Gospel also tells us of Jesus' appearance before the disciples and his saying, Peace be with you. That, too, is why we are here today. The Eucharist is a sacrament of peace, a peace that allows the human heart to find rest. It is a peace that opens us to trust and to believe in the infinite possibility for the good that God has placed in us. It is a peace that allows us to be touched by God Himself, and it is a peace that we must share with others just as Jesus does for us. The Church teaches us that we are called to be a Eucharistic people. However, coming to church and receiving the Eucharist is only the beginning. From here, we are to go out into the world and share with everyone what we have received. We are to take the message and the works of Jesus into all the places of our lives, making our life a place of peace and an imitation of His life. As your bishop, I have seen firsthand your acting as Eucharistic people in your compassion, charity, and generosity. I have seen you take the message and the work of Jesus beyond yourselves and into the community of people whom you do not personally know, but know only that they too are loved by our Lord and Savior. One of the many ways I have seen this is through your participation in the annual Catholic Appeal. Your gifts to the annual Catholic Appeal support such works as the Seton Center in Princess Anne, Maryland, and Casa San Francisco in Milton, Delaware. Our vibrant Catholic schools light the minds and hearts of our young people with the Catholic faith and top-flight academics. Our pro-life office works to promote Catholic teachings on human life issues and to encourage parishes and individuals to put those teachings into practice. Those involved in Hispanic ministry in our diocese have a commitment to meet both the spiritual and real-life needs of so many who were once strangers and are now brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Our chaplains at hospitals, nursing homes, and correctional facilities bring the face of Christ to the sick, the elderly, and the imprisoned. The work of Catholic Charities, Pregnancy Counseling and Bayard House, AIDS Ministry, Service to the Poor, and Counseling Programs, gives a face to the Gospel of Life and our Catholic social justice teaching. All this and much more is possible because of your generosity to the annual Catholic Appeal. Every year, the Catholic Church in Delaware and the Eastern Shore of Maryland touches the lives of more than 100,000 people. We provide relief for crisis, care for children, the sick and the elderly, education for youngsters and adults, guidance for troubled people of all ages, spiritual and personal enrichment for families and individuals. I thank God for the loving and generous people of this diocese. As disciples of Christ, you truly bring hope to those in need. because of your goodness. The diocese has accomplished so much, and yet we know that so much more needs to be done. The theme for this year's appeal is Jesus reveals himself in the breaking of the bread. In baptism, we are called to love and serve God, and to share the good news of hope and salvation with all people, so that they might also see Jesus and experience his love and compassion. In a few moments, your priest will be asking you to fill out a pledge card and financially support the 2015 Annual Catholic Appeal. I pray that you can be generous and that you will continue your efforts to be a disciple of Christ, bringing the hope and the love of Jesus Christ to those who need him most. May God bless you and your families abundantly for your goodness.